there is some shirts for my husband. I'm gonna put a gusset in. I'm wearing that. Probably stripping on each one.
Oh yeah, I see.
We call it gusset.
Yeah, I used to sew for my husband, and I gave it up after I'd work, and he'd spill grease on it or something. I said, "Get this, and I'm spending my time."
Okay, well, we need to test our tape by asking you to tell us your name and a couple where other things.
And where I'm born?
Yeah, where you're born and when and so forth, if you don't mind.
No. My name is Lena Lowe, and I was born 1915 in Nacogdoches County at an old place called Frost Johnson Mill. And we lived there till about 1920, and my dad came back to Dybald. He got my job at the painter mill. And we couldn't find a house to rent then, so we went way out here and had to move back to what they call Pine Valley. Mm-hmm. And we went to an old place from, they call it Old Hudson Place, and our neighbors was West Ashworth and his family. And I have all his family down here.
Oh, good. Let me see. Very useful for us.
Uh-huh. And let's check to see how that's recording. Yeah. Well, I guess we're ready to start.
Okay.
Andy. The Ashworth family, the father's name was J.H. Ashworth. He had five sons, Jim, Harrison, Delbert, Wesley, Millis, and he had two sisters, Cynthia and Lila. And then we moved, you know, in those times, we had to wait for a house here. They called them sawmill houses. Only yes, people worked here could rent one. And we got one and came back. And then I started school in 1922. And we were here, and that was when we had the old commissary. I remember that very much. It was a huge building on the left-hand side. As we go in across the track was the ice house. Then we came to the meat market, and then we came on to the commissary all. And on the left-hand side, we went in was the grocery department. And in the center was the shoe department. And over on the right side was the dry goods department. And an old lady, Miss Fanny Farrington, took care of that. And then there's a place upstairs, but the men's department. Let me see if I find the name for that. Wesley, give it to me, I know. Yeah, Bud Rutland was the postmaster here at that time. And we had an old Dr. Cook that was here. He came, I don't know how long he'd been here, but he delivered many a baby here in Dybald. And his name was something Harrison, and that's where my husband got his name, Harrison. And he had a grandson named James Harrison. My husband is John Harrison. And then we went back to the commissary, though. After we leave that, we went into our drugstore. And then we went on down to the post office, and our doctor's office was upstairs over the post office. And then the old commissary, they cut it out about 1954. And we always went to the commissary, you know. We had money, we get things, but then we could too. And then Dr. Bell, when he was here, was up over the old post office. And I'm quite sure Dr. Cook did too. But they said Dr. Cook passed away in about 1916. I know he delivered a cousin to me in April of 1950. And then when we came back though in 1920, Dr. Dale was here. And then at about 22, we moved to Lufkin up that way.
What was your husband doing at that time?
My husband?
Yes.
When we moved away?
Yes.
Well, I didn't have no husband. That was my dad.
I see.
No. I'm sorry. In our family. We moved to Lufkin. Lived there, I guess, about a year and a half, and then my dad decided he wanted a farm. So we moved out on a Finley place out for Park, about 3 or 4 miles, and it was 14 miles south, north of Lufkin. And we farmed up there 3 years, and we moved back to on the old Dybald Highway on what we called the Finley place. My daddy raised the crop there. And then we went back to the Finley place 1 year, and then we went to West.
What was the main crop you were raising?
Cotton.
Cotton? I was pretty sure it was that.
Oh, my goodness, good. Girl, that daddy would plant at least 50 acres. Mm. And it was ho, all the time. And then he quit, and we went picking cotton in August. He planted that cotton in February. I have chopped cotton in the seed in March.
Oh, my goodness.
That's true.
Ooh. You and your brothers and sisters?
Well, my brothers were half brothers. The first year we were there, two, both of them stayed with us, but then the next year, my younger brother come back to Lufkin, and my older brother stayed with us 2 years. And he was killed in Texas City.
Oh.
Now, let's see, here's some of the old names I have. I told you about the commissary. And Mr. Kirk Drew was a supervisor of all of that when we first came back here. I told her already about Mrs. Frampton. And then Bud Rutland was the postmaster. And I told you about Dr. Cool and Dr. Dale. And then Mr. Frederick was here. He had something to do with the mill. And Martin Hamler was a foreman over there a long time, also Sage Ward. And then P.A. Strauss was a bookkeeper. And Watson Walker was manager. And Hyman Wise worked at the office too. Then I guess it was Ashford. And then a fellow by the name Charles Willoughby was manager of the men's department over the old commissary. And then we had a George Johnson that worked in around everything. And then we have a, let me go back over here, I think I had him. But no, they said Wesley Ashworth told me that Ferd Wiley was the first butcher that we had here. And then when he retired, well, I haven't got that right here now, but anyhow, when we were here, a man named Cruthers took care of the market. And then the concert, I said Mr. Drew was over it. And then a guy named, oh my goodness, why did I write that name? Can you cut on this name, I think?
Sure.
Let me see. And then he left and went down to about Texas City, and one of our dear friends, Aiden Lefty Bond, took that over. But we still have Mr. Farrington in the dry goods department. And Irma Ashworth, Wesley Ashworth's wife, worked in there a lot with her. I clicked on this minute, you think we? Yes. My grandmother had four grown daughters when she came here and a son about 14 years old. And the oldest daughter, as I said, married Bassett Cook. And then my mother, in 1904, Simon Henderson at Celtic come and got my grandmother and moved her to Celtic to run the boarding house there.
See.
And then in time, my mother married a man named Will Hex, and another of the daughters married a man named Gail Simmons, and everybody here in Diabol knows him. And the other daughter married a man named Arthur Wilson. And in time, they moved to Portland. And that's it. That's it all.
You know, and if there's ever anything that you don't want to be on the tape, you just tell us afterwards.
I will. I'm afraid.
We'll erase it, or we'll say that this is restricted. And can't
okay.
It. Yeah. Okay, could you tell us what your very first memory is of childhood?
Well, yes. I must have been getting close to 3 years old. Whatever I told you out there on that old pop's mill. And I remember they cut my hair. And a guy hold me up in front of the mirror to see myself. You know, little mirror, you know? But I can't remember how I looked. And another night, my sister was born, October 14, 1918. Mm-hmm. I remember being in the kitchen with Mama's door, about her first husband, and my grandmother, and I wanted to go back in there. I said, no, you can't go in there. Right here, put some wood in the stove. And they opened the little door, you know, and I remember punching wood in it.
And you were 2 years old?
About three years old.
Three.
And then I remember Daddy bought a place in Nacogdoches, out from Nacogdoches, sometime in 1918, because my uncle married before he went overseas. Mr. Handy married before he went overseas, and Ellen was born. And she named the baby Harvey Ellen after my Uncle Hart and his wife Ellie. Mm-hmm. I know that. Mm-hmm. And then we moved back to the sawmill in what they call Sawmill Town, there in front of Johnson Mill. Uh-huh. And I remember living there, and I remember on, like, our house here on this side, there's an old man that was night watchman named Overstreet. And he just raised the devil about us young ones out there in the yard playing us walking fence. You know, and that's how they built a fence, put water play, you know, we walk that thing.
Yeah.
And he went to the authority, and he said, there's not anything I can do if they're in their own yard. So, and then when we left here, we came to Diabol. Well, let me tell you about the old Hudson place. You know, I told you we moved down. Yeah. We didn't have drinking water. We had to carry our drinking water from either Wesley Ashworth's home or his brother Harrison lived there.
They had wells?
Yeah, they had cisterns.
Cisterns.
And, but Mama would get the branch water, do her cooking and washing. You know, she'd boil the always boil all the water before she'd use it.
Boil it.
Unless you drink boiled water, you don't know how nasty it tastes, either.
It does taste very nasty.
And we'd drink the drinking water from them, you know.
Yeah.
And Mama boiled this here branch water, do her cooking. And things like
wash,
that.
Yeah.
And then I moving back to Diabol. Down there. Just a minute, let me get this straight. And there was a branch that run through that at the time. We lived just across the branch on the right, going down Old Street toward the Odabo Highway. Mm-hmm. And Ed Day and his wife and children lived right behind us.
Yeah.
And on the left side over there lived Arthur Sturtz and his wife and family. And Ruth and Sage Ward and Flady lived right there, too, at that time. And this Stella Faye Jones, she was then, and her family. And one time, Stella Faye's brothers went fishing, and they brought in some little alligators.
Oh, my goodness.
And they put them in a pond of water. They didn't know by the house. I remember going down there seeing those. I guess I'm about 6, 7, get close to 7 years old.
They got them out of the creek?
Yeah, a river. There was a river fishing, you know. And then we had a neighbor, I wanted to cook Tello.
Uh-huh.
And his wife, and they had several children. And
what kind of chores did you have to do when you were young?
Well, around the house, you know, before we moved out, my sister and I didn't do much anything on to go to school. She wasn't old enough to go to school, but when we lived there in Lufty or Moody Street, I walked back to that old Kurth Grammar School, you see. That's where I went to school.
Mm-hmm.
We had a family living close to us next door. His name was Jim Gallagher, and he run that old saddle shop there in Lufkin at that time.
Mm-hmm.
A pair of shoes and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side, we had a family living by us named Harper. Harper. And they had two children.
Can you describe your education and what your expectations were of your education?
Well, I'm going to tell you, honey, I scared out some different times. I didn't know. We moved from Lufkin out there at the Finley place, and my sister and I had walked 3 miles to school. Well, we went on through that 3 years there. We moved back and said to the Finley place, and went to school with that old bowl school that was down there. And then we left there, back to the Finley place, same school, and we moved to Wells, went to Wells school. And I finished 8th grade. And that's when that depression came on. I didn't have the clothes and things to wear to school.
Yeah.
And that's when I went to work.
That's when you stopped and went to work.
Yeah, at 16.
Well, tell me again what year it was that you got married and where you lived first.
We married in 1934, and we lived at the Box Factory. We first rented a room for me as We had 2 rooms with her, and then a house come vacant at Old Box Factory, and we moved back over there.
Oh, at Boxtown?
Yeah, we call Old Box Factory. They're old at Boxtown now.
Uh-huh.
And my mother lived there, her, my dad, and my half brother. And then my half brother, her and I married in May of 34, and my brother and his wife married in October of 34. And then Harrison's mother and dad lived just the other side of my mother. There's an old man there named Russell Dykes. I remember him.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was Harrison's name, Russell Dykes. And that's where Laverne was born.
Oh,
there.
I see. How about your church that your family went to? Did you have many church activities?
No, we didn't. We didn't have no church activity. They would come back here and start an old church and an old saloon building over there in Robert County. Oh, that's back over that way.
Mm-hmm.
And Harrison, I went to that joined the church.
Uh-huh.
And Harrison lost a brother along about that time, was killed on highway. His name was Hubbard Weeks. We called him Hub. And then we got where we didn't go to church at all. And Laverne was baptized the day she was 10 years old. The First Baptist Church would come on in there. And that's where we did ever since.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, we didn't miss it. We was all still there.
Yeah.
When we were coming up here, we went to the street. Harrison said, we get there. One church, we wanted to play. And I said, yes, sir, we do. If we're still playing, we go.
Okay. Do you think that you'd like to talk to us about the depression and about the difficulties that you had in making ends meet at that time?
I sure will.
Okay.
Well, I was told my brother worked at Box Factory, and then we left all the town and moved over there in a Box Factory house. And well, we had enough to eat, such as it was, but we didn't have very many clothes and things, you know. And we enjoyed it. We didn't want anything come in. Hello. This is Miss. Here is Miss Lambert. This is Miss Lambert. And this is one of Polly's. And this is one of Polly's friends.
Where do y'all live?
Megan Lambert. I live in Woodville.
Woodville?
Yes, sir. And Becky Bailey. She's from Double.
Yeah, I'm from here.
She knows Polly. She teaches school with Polly. Has taught school with Polly.
Y'all go ahead. I'm going down and get it with Bill. I think we'll turn him loose.
Okay.
We don't be too much longer. We won't hold her too much longer.
We're talking about depression and how it was that you made ends meet.
Well, yes. Well, my brother came and got us about, October of 1931. I brought back to Dallas. And I went on back to school, you know, of course, here. And then I went to school 2 years here and then a week for a couple of times.
Yeah.
And then I went to work. But I'm going to tell you, those times were hard. But let me tell you one good thing, though. If you had as much as $5, you could go to Lucky and buy a truckload. You could get an old commie salt pork, 8 cents a pound, and 24 pounds sack of flour was 79, and 5 pounds of sugar was quarter, and then you buy this canned milk, 2 cents a can, you know, at that time.
Wow.
And we lived pretty well, I guess, with what we had.
Yeah. So you don't feel like at that time you were terribly worried
that your
family was going to starve or anything like that?
Well, I don't care. We were all West Coast family. My mother and dad was supposed to be parents in New York, and Harrison's family were too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we just didn't pay no attention to this.
I guess when you have a close family, you have a little bit of insurance against bad times.
You see, we shared whatever we had there.
Everybody helps.
Well, see, at that time, we moved back to the block. In fact, I wasn't dating then. You know, I didn't have it old enough to date. But now, after I went to work, I said, I am. And my first real boyfriend.
I could work, I could date.
My first real boyfriend was Nolan Hall. Harrison's older brother, Hayden, married a Hall girl. And they lived right down in front of Sarah's boyfriend. And through her, we got acquainted with her family. And Nolan was my first serious boyfriend. And then I went with Heavy Weisinger. No, he was my first Weisinger. His name's Raymond, but we called him Heavy. Little bitty man. I went with him a while, then I went with Nolan. And then I got started going with Harrison. And I married him.
He was the third one, wasn't
he? Yeah. I didn't have no serious affairs, you know, really. I thought about Nolan, all right. But Heavy, I didn't. And Harrison, I knew. That's four boys from the start.
Right.
Well, he knew it not. But anyhow, I'm glad
he knew it. He knew it.
He was the most handsome man you ever saw. He had the prettiest hair, head of hair, of the black curly hair you ever looked at. I think I married him for his hair. I've only had one girl with any curl, and that was Polly. Well, she's going to high school here. Her hair was the prettiest, curliest stuff you ever saw. And I did the cutting of it, you know what I said?
Yeah.
And as she married, she got to listen to these promise and all that business. You know.
Tell us about the house you lived in during the Depression. What was that like?
Well, we had four rooms and a front porch and a little back porch. And at that time, you know, we didn't have much furniture. Mom put our brother's bed, Don's bed, in the front room. And she added an ice bath in the other room. And then Daddy's bed was in what we called the bathroom, about the dining room. And then we had the kitchen cooked on an old wood stove. And there you were. But let me tell you, Harrison and I married in 1934, as I told you. And I told Mom the night before we left that Harrison and I was going to get married. She said, oh, no. I said, oh, yeah. And she said, you can go and buy you a better dress for me. I said, yes, sir. I had $5. So, Harrison went on to get married. And Daddy said through the night he heard Mama and Daddy talking. And she said, well, and he said, I know it. I said, I figured that's what it was. So, Bo Richardson and his wife went with us to be married. And old Uncle Frank Sutton here in Diabol, just in the Peace, Maryland, right down here, that old greenhouse right down there.
Really?
And that same night, Dottie Tull and Lois Smith married the same place just ahead of us.
Oh.
And we went on a party, of course, you know. And during the time my brother found out we was married, he pitched a fit, he's going to kill her and all this. So we spent the night with Bo Richardson and his wife. Well, he didn't want me to marry her, and he wasn't good enough for me.
I see.
I don't want to expect me to do the same thing. He is wrong, too.
Oh, I love it. Oh, goodness.
And then I was married in May and June. Harrison and I went to Campbell Furniture and left both bedroom suite, two chairs, an oil cook stove, and a kitchen cabinet. And Mom said, how much do you pay for that? I said, $219. Oh, my Lord, how are you going to pay for all that? I said, don't worry about it.
Don't you worry about it.
And we had it delivered on my birthday, 22nd June. And Mom made room that we put there in her house and my house instead. I put an oil stove in our dining room and a cabinet. And we keep it nice with it.
Yep.
And we just had a good time. We didn't know we'd been very, very close. I don't care what you say, we have been close.
Mm-hmm. And it's made up for a lot of the hard times you've been through.
They certainly have. Yeah, but I said, you know, since we've been here, we've shared a lot more things we have had. But any problem will come up, you come to me with it. And if I had a problem, go with him. And we never had any trouble with these girls. We had certain class set of rules.
Yeah.
And they obeyed. Sure. They had their limitations, they knew. And Laverne was 23 in March and married in December. Donnie was 23 in October, married along the first of the year. And Father didn't like but a few days being 24 when she married.
Hmm.
And he wasn't home night quite too late.
That's right.
But not that I'm bragging on the way we was. You know, we just all together and we shared a hard time.
Yep.
And I made all the clothes and wore just about my girls, you know.
And that's something wonderful.
And they wore lots of feed sacks too. During that war, you could buy material over.
Yeah.
I had a cow and I'd get those feed sacks on and wash them and starch them on, and they just were prettier than any material you could find.
Yeah. Good sterile material.
I'm trying to think of the name. Barnyard linen, I believe what they call those feed sacks and things we use. No, barnyard linen is what they were pretty.
Well, what do you think about the politics that was going on at that time?
Well, I don't.
Roosevelt and so forth.
I don't remember too much about it, only I know they had them for Hoover. Oh, I mean, they was against Hoover. That's when President Roosevelt was elected. And not too long, he set up the Social Security system. Best thing he has ever done.
You think that was good?
Well, best thing we'd ever done. Because there's my daddy about retiring age, and there's my daddy about retiring age. And then us paying to all these years, see, we have a time. That's what we have. We have some people on Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
Although, you ain't taping this on you.
It's running. You want me to turn it off?
Turn it off, I'll take it in.
Okay.